from KQED.
Now, as many in California are looking to curb cooperation with immigration officials, Fresno County's sheriff has taken a different approach. Vanessa Roncagno gives us a glimpse inside a model that may become more common under the Trump administration.
Ventura, Sally Port clear.
Inside the Fresno County Jail, Sergeant Elisa Magallanes questions a newly arrested man through a glass barrier with a small window in it.
Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes? Okay.
She hands him a consent form that says ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, could ask to interview him in jail, but he has the right to say no.
Sometimes they'll ask me questions as far as am I getting deported, and I explain to them at this time, no, but I have to advise you that it's a possibility.
More of a possibility here than in many California jails. The Fresno County Sheriff's Department gives ICE full access to inmates and the jail's database. With the info Magallanes just collected at booking, plus any details about charges and criminal history. A correctional officer shows me into an uncomfortably tight interview room. There's just space for two chairs and a small metal table attached to the wall.
So once the ICE agent is here with the inmate, my staff will leave them here by themselves.
Edgar Torres found himself in that room last summer. I talked to him over Skype. He said inside the room, a man wearing a badge was waiting for him.
He said, do you know who I am? I said, no. He said, I'm ICE.
The agent knew Torres was undocumented and pushed him to sign an agreement to leave the country voluntarily.
I didn't want to just give up. I have my family in Fresno. I wanted to fight for them.
Torres has a misdemeanor conviction for domestic violence. But he and his wife were working things out. Then he got pulled over for a broken taillight. There was a warrant because he hadn't finished his court-mandated domestic violence classes. That's what sent him to jail. Angelica Salceda is an attorney with the ACLU. She says a big problem with Fresno's program is people who get arrested but never actually charged or convicted can end up getting deported. Same goes for rehabilitated people with old convictions.
Those are the types of practices that we think are incredibly problematic and that lead to separation of families and this fear in our communities.
In a statement, ICE defended its practices in jails, saying they're safer and more effective than detaining people out in the community. When Torres was in jail, he says, ICE agents met with him three times. Every time, the pressure to sign himself out of the country got worse.
They would grab me hard by the arm and sit me down. They'd slam the papers down in front of me. They'd say, we're coming for you anyway. We know when you get out.
Advocates say this kind of intimidation is commonplace. When Torres got out of jail, ICE representatives were waiting. He spent 6 months at a detention center. Eventually, it was clear Torres wasn't going to win his case, and he signed a voluntary removal order.
My perspective, it truly is a win-win.
That's Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims. 2 years ago, she invited ICE into her jail.
It keeps people from being released back into our communities that have committed crimes, many times multiple crimes. And it keeps ICE in our jail, and they don't have to go out into the community, which raises fear among people that ICE may not be looking for.
Other California sheriffs have followed her lead, including Kern and Stanislaus counties. Saira Hussein is an attorney with the Asian Law Caucus in San Francisco. She says these approaches may be a sign of what's to come in the Trump age.
When the message that's being sent from the administration to local law enforcement is like, we want you to help us deport people, I'd say that Fresno's already sort of setting that path to really just unfettered cooperation.
Edgar Torres is back in Mexico now. His wife and two daughters are still in Fresno. California already limits how police can work with immigration authorities. But the state legislature is weighing a bill that would tighten things further. The California Values Act would bar Fresno, or any sheriff's department, from dedicating any resources to immigration enforcement. And it would stop them from letting ICE into jails to do interviews. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Roncagno in Fresno.